In the meantime, three of the four big banks will start rolling out a near real-time payment system from today. Mark Williams, Chief Development Officer at the BPAY Group. Mark, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So at the moment, I can do real-time provided I'm using the same bank, can't I?
Yeah, you can at some banks. So what the new payments platform does is allows you to do that between banks.
Okay, so Burnzo's with the National, I'm with Westpac. I can pay him and the payment will transfer in real time into his account.
That's great. That's right. And you're able to add extra information, so 280 characters of text or emojis. And it's a really simpler way to address it. So you could link it to your phone number, so you don't need to know people's BSB and account number.
So in other words, if I know Burnzo's phone number, I can transfer money to it?
Yeah, so he links his, he sets his phone number up as a what's called a pay ID, links it to his bank account, and then all you need to know is his phone number, and it will seamlessly, in real time, put the money in his account.
Well, how does he get the money out of his account to put it into my account?
You give him your pay ID and get him to pay it back to you.
Right, so what do I do in my phone? Where do I put his phone number? On my banking app, do I?
Yeah, so this is all distributed through electronic banking, so through a mobile app or through internet banking on the computer. Mm-hmm. So you go in there through the security of your bank, and there'll be a lot of prompts as to how to set up a pay ID, and you can link your accounts there. So it's all done securely within the bank, and it's all done with your real bank account, not outside of it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Because
it's going to be great for tradies.
I was going to say, Mark, I was just thinking to myself, when I've got to pay tradies, I've got to look up and I've got to go, oh, hang on, he sent me the account here. What's the BSB? What's his account number? But one thing I've got of my tradies is his mobile phone number.
That's right. And so you can just ping him the money in real time as he's completed the job, before he leaves the house and he's got the money in his bank account. He could literally go to the ATM there and then and go and take it out.
What if my tradie's phone number is 0409 123456 and I put in 0409 123455?
What the system does is when you set up your pay ID, it links your name to it. So if I type in your phone number, I should see your name. And if I get a different name, I know it's going to go to the wrong place and I just don't send the money.
Okay, now I have got none of that so far, Mark. So what do I do to start? Do I go to the bank?
Yep, go to have you signed up for electronic banking or mobile banking? Because that's the place to start.
That is the place to start. And mobile banking, I do all my banking on my phone, but this is going to improve it no end. Question, everyone will be asking, three of the four big banks have signed up. Who hasn't?
Oh, they're all there. They're all signed up to it. It's just a question. We've got a stage rollout that will happen over the next few weeks. And we reckon that by the end of the ramp-up, we should have over 80% of customers all available on this service.
Hey, Mark.
So they've all signed up. They're just implementing it in their own ramp-up.
Hey, Mark, I know Ross's phone number. Can I knock off a few thousand out of his account?
No, you certainly can't. It's a way of sending money to people. It's not a way of debiting it. So it's secure like that. You choose how much you pay and who you send it to.
Who's going to let me know it exists? My bank?
Your bank will, yep. And there'll be quite a lot of coverage on the radio and in the press today, as you may imagine.
Well, starting right here, Mark. Thank you. Mark Williams, Chief Development Officer at the BPAY Group. So I shall wait patiently for my bank to invite me to start. That sounds very handy.